Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
In late April of 2026, 27 cruise ship members were detained in San Diego, allegedly involving, the material on their telephones that, involved kids. Every one of them was deported without a single criminal charge. That story should have been the end of something. Instead, it was really just the latest chapter. Welcome to part two in our five-part series focusing on this problem with the cruise industry. In the last episode, I told you about Operation Tidal Wave and what it revealed about the enforcement system. What I did not tell you is how far back this goes. We alluded to it. We teased it. Here's where you're going to find out more. How many cruise lines it touches, because it goes beyond the magic of Disney, or how bad the individual cases actually are. I need to warn you, some of what I'm about to describe here is deeply disturbing. But if you're a parent who's ever booked a family cruise or is considering one, you need to know what has been happening on these ships. All right? And again, as I said in the first one, for context, I'm not some anti-cruise person who's jaded or doesn't. I love going on. I love cruises. I do. I do. I think they're fun. And this is deeply disturbing to me, as should be to you. December 2023, the Disney Dream Cruise. I'm going to say that every time I say a show. I'm going to talk just like the advertisements. The Disney Dream Cruise. Well, it docked at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, after a trip to the Bahamas. And according to the federal criminal complaint, U.S. Customs and Border Protection and Homeland Security investigation agents boarded the ship and went directly to a locked cabin of a 44-year-old crew member from the Philippines named Teresa Anthony Neary. Ship security called him to his cabin. Agents seized his two cell phones. And according to court documents, forensic analysis of those phones revealed illegal materials depicting, yeah, you guessed it, kids. On one phone, investigators reportedly found a folder. It was named after a girl. Inside were illegal images and videos of said person. Also inside, according to the criminal complaint, was a photograph of her Philippine passport, which indicated she was 17 when the material was created. One file was reportedly titled in Neri's native language. I didn't want to fucking say this. Oh my God. This is the name of the folder on his phone. This is the type of brain you're dealing with. This is why these people just need to be literally millstone off the side of the ship. Come here, we got something. Want to put around your neck. Going for a swim. Bye. I mean, this is the name of his folder. 9 years old and delicious. Um, I'm not going to go into what it depicts. You can probably make a guess. Nery was charged federally with transportation and possession of that type of material. According to the complaint, he told investigators he belonged to several group chats on Telegram and Facebook Messenger where he downloaded the material. He claimed he saved folders without looking at them. A forensic examination reportedly contradicted that BS claim, revealing he not only saved but viewed the material. As of the most recent available reporting, his case was pending. Here's another detail that should stop you cold. Teresa Neri was the third Disney Dream crew member charged in approximately 2 months. Not the third across Disney's entire fleet, the third on that one ship. Early in January 24, according to court documents and multiple news reports, Elvin Gonzalez, a 49-year-old Filipino crew member on the Disney Dream, was arrested at Port Everglades after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children tipped off Homeland Security investigators. His phone allegedly contained a video over 8 minutes long depicting, the children appeared to be between about 8 and 12. According to the filing, the Miami New Times later reported that the Broward State Attorney's Office filed what it called no information on Gonzalez's state charges, meaning state prosecutors did not pursue those charges. His federal case status is unclear from available reporting. The same month, Emil Joseph Trazo, a 28-year-old Filipino crew member also working on the Disney Dream, was arrested during a border check when the ship arrived at Port Everglades. According to a federal affidavit cited by Fox News and the Miami New Times, forensic analysis of his iPhone allegedly revealed illegal material depicting, young ones, stored in folders named after individual people, with material dating back to 2019. He was also allegedly a member of group chats on Facebook Messenger where links and illegal images were being shared. Trazo allegedly told investigators he shared the material with friends and a girlfriend in order to tease them. Excuse me while I just shiver. He also allegedly stated that he needs help, knows it's wrong, and is bad for his religion. He was facing both state and federal charges as of the most recent reporting. Bad for your religion. Not bad for the people. Bad for your religion. Yeah. I guess maybe that's why some people really need religion badly, because they need it to tell them that you can't do these things. Whereas the rest of us don't necessarily need God to say, hey, don't do that. That's horrible and wrong. Some people literally need the guidebook. And even then, they can't quite follow it. Three crew members, one ship, 2 months, and Disney's response each time was functionally identical. We have zero tolerance for this type of alleged behavior. The crew member is no longer working for the company. Good. The same statement, same language, three times on the same vessel. At a certain point, you have to ask whether zero tolerance is a policy or a press release template. You know? You do. I get it. You don't want it. They're not like, I don't think they're sitting there seeking out these type of people. I'm sure they're just as horrified. But what are you doing to stop it, to prevent it? That's the big question. Because it keeps happening. And when it keeps happening, it becomes a pattern of behavior. And it's not so much the predator's problem at a certain point. It becomes your problem that you're somehow letting them in. They're somehow getting past the gatekeepers. But this is not just a Disney story. That's what I need you to understand, because what happened next on a different cruise line crosses a line that separates these cases from anything involving a phone. February 24, a guest aboard Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas discovers a hidden recording device concealed in her cabin, the private space she and her daughters had been using for the duration of the cruise. The cabin was serviced by a stateroom attendant named Arvin Joseph Marisol, a 34-year-old from the Philippines. He was detained on the ship until it docked at Port Everglades on March 3rd, when HSI and CBP agents boarded, seized his electronics, and began a forensic examination. According to the Department of Justice, the examination revealed numerous videos of minors between the ages of 2 and 17 in private moments. One video showed Marisol himself installing a hidden camera in a guest private space. According to prosecutors, Marisol also entered guest rooms and concealed himself inside cabins to secretly record passengers in their most private moments. He has been doing so since December of 23. He pled guilty to producing that sort of material and was sentenced to 30 years in a federal prison. A class action lawsuit later alleged that up to 960 passengers may have been filmed during his time on the ship. I want you to sit with that for a second. Parent to parent. Stateroom attendant. The person who cleans your cabin. Who has a master key card to your room. Who is in and out while you're at the pool or at dinner with your kids or wherever you're doing. According to the Department of Justice and his own guilty plea, this man was installing cameras in your family's private spaces and concealing himself inside guest cabins to secretly record passengers. And the cruise line did not catch him. Their security cameras and systems did not catch him. A guest found the camera by looking under the sink in her cabin. That is the only reason this stopped. Let's take a visit to the Kids Club, shall we? Because in November of 23, the Celebrity Silhouette, owned by Royal Caribbean Group, departed Port Everglades for a 10-day Caribbean cruise. Parents dropped their 6-year-old daughter off at Camp at Sea, the ship's supervised youth center. The kind of program every cruise line markets to families is safe, fun, monitored environment where your children are looked after while you enjoy the ship. That evening, according to the FBI affidavit filed in federal court, the little girl told her parents that CJ, youth counselor Chris John Penitino, Castor, a 35-year-old from the Philippines, had touched her inappropriately. Her father brought her back to the youth center manager immediately. When the ship returned to Port Everglades, the FBI interviewed Castor. According to the affidavit, he waived his Miranda rights. He allegedly admitted to making inappropriate contact while she played a video game. Then, according to investigators, he admitted more. He allegedly told the FBI he'd been making these sort of contacts with at least 3 other kids in the youth center since he was hired in August, a span of roughly 4 months. He allegedly said he did this while consciously hiding his acts from the youth center's security cameras. Security footage reviewed by investigators was consistent with the girl's account. According to the affidavit, it showed Castor's hand reaching into her lap. Castor was indicted by a federal grand jury on 2 counts of criminal conduct involving a minor and faces up to life in prison if convicted. Celebrity Cruises fired him and issued a statement, "We have zero tolerance for this behavior." I'm sure you do, but why does it keep happening? A 6-year-old stopped that. Not the cruise line, not their cameras, not their screening process. A child who was brave enough to tell her parents what happened. The other children who allegedly admitted to this had not reported it. Think about how many voyages passed between August and November. Think about how many families dropped their children off at that youth center and picked them up and never knew. And Celebrity Cruises declined to answer questions about their vetting and hiring processes. The case that shows just how far this can go involves Princess Cruises, and it ends with 2 men serving a combined 45 years in federal prison. Summer of 2019, Daniel Scott Crowe, an American working as assistant cruise director on a princess ship sailing Alaska, met a 16-year-old girl who was vacationing with her family. His job included entertaining children on board. Company rules explicitly prohibited crew from interacting personally with passengers. Well, Crowe exchanged Instagram handles and phone numbers with the girl anyway, and after the cruise, he messaged her daily via WhatsApp. He solicited compromising images of her. In May of 2020, Crowe arranged to meet the girl, who had turned 17, at a Hampton Inn in Stuart, Florida. You can guess what happened. He recorded it. He stored the conversations and videos on his phone. He was caught only because an ex-girlfriend went through his social media, discovered the relationships, and reported it to Port St. Lucie Police Department. When investigators seized his phone at a Philadelphia International Airport, they found the videos he made of the teenager. They also found over 600 images and videos of people who are not adults, including things sent to him by a fellow Princess crew member named Angelo Victor Fernandez, a 34-year-old from India who worked as a guest activities officer on the same ship. According to federal court filings, Crow and Fernandez exchanged this sort of material and discussed targeting minors. They discussed traveling. And targeting children as young as five. Crow directed Fernandez to send him material involving pretty young. And then he complained when they were too old. You know, old like 13. That's old. God. Fernandez sent 13 videos containing over 600 images, including material depicting what we just talked about. The federal prosecutor described Crow as a man in a position of trust, acting as a cruise entertainer responsible for the care and entertainment of children. Crow pled guilty and was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. Fernandez was sentenced to over 15. That is a man whose job was to entertain children on a family cruise who use it access to target a teenager, groom her for months, record himself, and simultaneously collect material depicting while discussing it with a colleague and how to target more. He met the girl on a family vacation. Her parents were on the ship. The numbers across the rest of the industry paint the same picture. Carnival Cruise Line leads all operators in reported allegations. They have the most ships. 129 total incidents documented through Q3 25, according to data filed under Cruise Vessel Security and Safety Act. According to court documents, in a separate case, a crew member on the Carnival Sunrise allegedly did something with a 17-year-old after approaching her in the fitness center. A man convicted of doing this on the Carnival Legend was found during trial to have done this to at least six other people. In September of 25, four Carnival crew members were removed from a ship in Baltimore for possession of that sort of material on their phones. Holland America had four crew members detained in San Diego during Operation Tidal Wave. In a separate case, a Holland America crew member was accused of doing this to a passenger on the MS New Amsterdam and allegedly attempting to throw her overboard. Department of Transportation data shows assaults as the most commonly reported crime on cruise ships, with numbers climbing every year since the pandemic ended. So here's where we are. Disney, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Princess, Carnival, Holland America. Not one company, not one ship, not one year. A pattern that spans the entire cruise industry, documented across years of federal filings, DOJ press releases, FBI affidavits, and DOT crime data. The connecting thread runs through every case. International crew hired through a third party, managing agencies with limited background verification, no international offender registry, NCMEC tips from tech platforms as the primary detection mechanism rather than anything the cruise lines themselves are doing, and an identical corporate response from every single company. Zero tolerance, termination, a carefully worded statement, and silence. According to Cruise Law News, nearly 200 crew members have been accused of possessing this material in roughly 2 years. Those are the ones who got caught. They got caught because CBP has authority at U.S. ports of entry to search devices and because NCMEC flags material and tech platforms. That's the detection system, not the cruise lines, not their internal security, not their zero tolerance policies, which seems to catch next to no one. Federal agents at the border and automated algorithms on WhatsApp. If a crew member possesses a material that was never uploaded to a flagged platform, or if the ship docks at a port without the same enforcement infrastructure, which is most of them outside the U.S., there's no mechanism for catching them. So the question is not how many have been caught. The question is how many are still out there right now on ships full of families carrying material on their phones that nobody is checking for. And what messages are we sending when the ones who do get caught are deported without charges, without a public record, without a registry entry, free to apply for another ship because no database follows them? We built a system where the consequence for allegedly possessing this on a cruise ship full of families is a plane ticket home and a clean slate. Some of these obviously did get prosecuted. They're the minority. If you were a predator, would that stop you? The cases I just laid out involve crew members with access to children's dining tables, their cabins, their supervised youth programs, their bedrooms. The next episode asks the question that hits me hardest as a parent. What does it actually look like when your child is unsupervised on a cruise ship? And who has access to them when you're not watching? That's next. Press subscribe so you don't miss it and give us your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love to get your insight, your stories, your experiences. Links are in the description. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.